to Healing Through Heart Talk Radio's Sunday Morning Meditation. I'm your host, Maria Wall. Thank you so much for joining me here today for our 15 minutes of stress relief and release. We're going to jump right into the show because usually I send us some inspiration and motivation to help keep us the wonderful, beautiful, good people that we are. Today, it's going to be a little bit different. This message, and feel free to pass it along, because sometimes we all fall short of the grace of God, but there are some people who need to be reminded about the power of karma. The definition of karma is the sum of a person's actions in this and previous states of existence, viewed as deciding their fate in future existences. Destiny or fate, following as effect from cause. Call it what you like, reaping what you sow, fate. The bottom line is, what goes around comes around, and the destiny waiting for you will be much worse than what you've done to so many other people. So just remember the old saying about karma. It's Sunday morning meditation, but you all have heard it before, the old adage about karma. Romans 12 says, repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peacefully with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. And if he's thirsty, give him something to drink. For by doing so, you will heap burning coals on their head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. One thing that you've heard me say many times on this show is the fact that when you do not respond to your perpetrators, those who have harmed you, with evil and anger, that bothers them. You may not see it, but it does, because they are expecting you to respond to them just as they have treated you. So therefore, they always walk with that expectation that you're going to validate everything that they've done by coming off on them in a like manner. The bottom line is, we know that when we've done some pretty bad things, something even worse has come back to us. There's a lot to be said about karma. So much to be said about it. Because the life that we lead will eventually come back to us. Do good. It feels better. It makes your life better. And it takes so much energy to be evil and to keep doing evil for evil. Do the right thing. And when your enemies need you, be there as best you can. Oh, they will take your kindness. And some may view it as a weakness. But you know that you're in control. Walk with your head held high. Keep your dignity and grace. Proverbs 10:9 states, whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but he who makes his ways crooked will be found out. So just remember, Leave the vengeance to God. I think what God has is so much more profound than anything that we could do anyway. With that said, I hope you're all in your favorite easy chair, lying down. This is just a few more moments left in our 15-minute day here on Healing Through Her Talk Radio Sunday Morning Meditation. We have 8 minutes left. Lie back, sit back, close your eyes. Time to breathe. Whether you're lying down or whether you're sitting up, I want you to raise your arms. Clasp your hands together. I want you to inhale deeply, eyes closed. Hold it for a moment, then exhale. One more time, inhale. Exhale. I want you to roll your head around. Get all of that tension out. We're going in a clockwise motion. Chin to your chest. To the right. To the back. Left. Chin to your chest. Keep rolling. Eyes closed and breathing. And as always, let go of everything that you've dragged from last weekend to this week. This is a new week. Get all of that tension out. These have been some rough weeks for me, and I feel the tension. But I want you to just let it go. Remember, take our virtual hammer and look at all the reflections from the past that you're pulling along. Wield that hammer and break the reflections that you see in all of these mirrors surrounding you. Let it go. Break them. Today is a new week and you're still standing. So let it go. Just remember, as always, before we go, my weekly mantra is that I pray each and every one of you enough sunshine to brighten those rainy days of yours, enough smiles to turn that frown of yours upside down. You know, it takes up less effort to smile than it does to frown. I pray you enough rain to make your beautiful, beautiful gardens grow. And most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever, ever may be coming your way this week and beyond. You know, if you ever need to reach us, we're just a phone call, email, or snail mail away. You can give us a call at 202-618-2556 or write to us at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. Or if you want to use U.S. Postal Mail, our address is Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. And if you ever need me personally, my email address is mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org. And thewallfoundationinc.org sponsors both Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio and the Sunday Morning Meditation. The Wall Foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit that is recognized by the Internal Revenue Service. If you'd ever be inclined to send us any type of support, it is tax deductible to the fullest extent of the law. And even if you just want to write, to send us words of encouragement, that is so appreciated. You have no idea how it does my heart good to hear those words of encouragement from people who I have yet to meet face to face. But I thank each and every one of you for your support. Remember, karma is, and we know what the rest of it is. The bottom line is, you get what you give. You give heartache and pain, eventually it will come to your door. It will come to collect. Think about it. It's so much easier to do the right thing and be a good and kind person, a caring person. But if you choose to take the low road, that road is going to lead you to a much lower point. So therefore, the choice is always ours, to go right or to go left, or to just sit and be fair weather, one day bad, one day good. Either way, what we do comes back to us. Of course, our music for this week is Tai Chi, music for relaxation, composed, arranged, and produced by Thomas Walker. It's still available in several venues if you'd like to get a copy for your own personal collection. Again, we have 1 minute and 47 seconds left. Just lie back and let it go. And thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Her Talk Radio Sunday Morning Meditation. I am your host, Maria Wall. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, be well, take care. Thank you so much to all of our guests in the chat room and in the call query. Thank you so much for joining, and feel free to pass along any of our shows. They're all in our archives. So until next week, this is Maria Wall thanking you so much for your support and blessings. And I pray each and every one of you enough. Until next time, be well. This ends our programming day. Thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Her Talk Radio Sunday Morning Meditation. And just remember, karma is a powerful thing. Have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday and week. Lord willing, I'll see you all back here same time next week. Until then, be blessed, be well, and I pray each and every one of you enough. This is Maria Wall saying, peace be with you.